Okay, today is Daf Nun Ches. We're on Daf Nun Ches. We're about 8 lines down from where we from the top. More about Hargasha. So before we start, just did we discuss yesterday what Hargasha even is? What is Hargasha? We didn't say what that is. Exactly. So there's a 3-way machlok is what it is. Okay? There are 3 possibilities what it could be. Number one, it's a woman feels her uterus opening. That's number one. She feels it opening. That was said by the Shulchan Aruch actually says that one. That's very uncommon. How can a woman, the woman doesn't feel that. That's very uncommon. Number two, the Rambam said something called Nizdazdea Haguf, where the body has tremors and cramps. The problem with a woman's modern premenstrual cramps is that's too early. That's not really, that can't be the Hagasha, that's before she becomes Nida, right? When it's coming on, she starts to have all these symptoms, which are very common today. It's very difficult to say that that's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam is very difficult, because no one knows what that is. What? Exactly. So the Rambam, very difficult. These are very difficult pshatim. The third one is, which is the most common, which is called the Hargasha of a Zivas Davar Lach. The Hargasha.
That's when
she's feeling cranky? Yeah. When is she not? When is she not? The Hargasha of a Zivas Davar Lach. Right? A flow of a wet flow. I think it means internal. However, these are what Hargasha is. We said, as I said before many times, Bizman Hazeh, Rove women don't have Hargasha at all. They don't feel Hagosh at all. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that says that if you tell a woman, say a woman goes to sleep at night, she feels that her period's coming. And, you know, every woman is a Nida, right? So she feels it's coming. She goes to sleep at night, and she wakes up in the morning, and sure enough, when she wakes up, she's a Nida. The Aruch HaShulchan, if you ask her that she felt something but what during the night, she'll tell you yes. So I think they did studies. Most of them will tell you no. They don't feel anything. They don't know anything. They're sound asleep. In the morning, lo and behold, they became a Nida. So there are two choices. There are two possibilities. Now, we learned yesterday, it's an opinion that is not disputed by anybody, that you have to have Hargasha in order to be a Tamei, Tameya, Nida, Mida, Minatara. So is it possible to say that there's no Tumah Daraisa anymore? Is it possible? There's no Nida Daraisa, there's no such thing as Nida anymore, Daraisa, because there's no Hargasha today? That's one option, which nobody wants to accept that option. So, the best option that I ever heard to answer this question was said by Rabbi Yashar. He didn't make this up, but it's based on earlier sources. He did basically put it all together and made it up. And what he said is as follows. I have a sefer here on Hilchas Nida. Fat safer here, Nilchas Nida. And he says like this. One second. There's a Gemara before that we learned that spoke about girls, even a one day old girl could be a Nida. Remember we learned that? Where's the Hargasha? Where's the Hargasha on a one-day-old girl? There is none. Yet, the Gemara said that a one-day-old girl could be a Nida. Right? You don't have to be married to be a Nida. Right? Because man is, yeah, you really... So how does a one-day-old girl have Hargasha? So that's an old question. The Ragachavra talks about that question. I think it's even a Rajva. And what they say is as follows. Here it is. So I'll read you what Rabbi Yashar says. Ask Bizmanenu, nowadays, Leka Re'iya Bahargasha. There is no such thing. I mean, maybe there are some women that are sensitive. What else is it? It's a Re'iya with Hargasha. Behargasha. Leka Re'iya Behargasha. There is no Re'iya with Hargasha. Afal Pikin, Tzarech Ladat, you should know. The Kiva, the Mashma, Berishonim. since it's mashma. The Tanya demamtina b'gemara re'iya. Shlova hargasha, hainu machmas. Why is re'iya without hargasha not daraisa? Hainu. Machmas d're'iya shelo k'derechu. That's not normal. The stam nashim roos b'hargasha. Normal women see with hargasha. Im kain, yesh lomer, dikahayom, that today, rov nashim roos below hargasha. Most women today see without hargasha. Im kain, if so, su havale re'iya, shaloba hargasha, re'iya kedarka. Without hargasha is considered normal. In other words, im kain, hare yitachin, the hayom, re'iya shaloba hargasha, havale daraisa. In other words, Rabbi Yashiv is saying it, hargasha doesn't mean a real hargasha. What it means is, it's a buzzword. What it means is, what is the normal way of a woman to get her period? What's the normal way? In the times of the Gemara, in the times of Shmuel, in the Tanayim, the normal way was with hargasha. That was a daraisa. Today, the normal way is not with hargasha, so that's daraisa. Whatever is normal. Hargasha means whatever is the normal way. Hargasha does not mean a physical hargasha. It means whatever is normal. If it's normal, yeah, then yeah. If it's normal, not, then not. That's you need someone like Rabbi Yosef to have the shoulders to say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know,
think about it. He makes a lot of sense.
I said it, but it works a lot better for us. Think about it.
Why?
I always wondered how the women have to do this. You have to take all your stuff, bring everything down to the mikvah.
Right.
You got the hargasha a half day in advance. You can watch yourself the entire time.
Exactly. So today,
heads up.
Right. So today, none of that's relevant because today there is no hargasha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, doesn't matter. It's unbelievable vart. Unbelievable vart. Then Rabbi Yashiv says, but wait a minute. If ubarur shelo ba'anu bazel lomar deleka din ksamim bizmanenu, that doesn't mean to say there's no din of a kesem bizmanazeh. What is a kesem? A kesem is really re'iya below hargasha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, don't think I'm undoing all ksamim. I'm not doing that. Right? Shari ka chazal kavu, chazal made a rule like that, the ain l'shadav. I'm not touching that. Mikol makom, tzarech ladas, dover zeh, v'yitachein, what's nafkamina? Ba'ofanim misuyamim shel smekos, she'ein lahakil machmas hai taima. Where you can't make, in other words, if you think about it, according to Rabbi Yashiv, how do you have a dinner of kesem? There shouldn't be any such thing as tzamim. Why? Because what's a kesem? It's a re'iyah below hargasha. Says Rabbi Yashiv, there's no such thing as hargasha today. You don't need that. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I'm not touching tzamim. The Chacham made a rule like that. What's an afkamina? When do you apply kesem and when do you not? So he says, you apply it, in specific cases, shall smekos, she'ein lahakal machmas haitam. You can't be mekal. What's such a case like that? Ramosha has a case like that. Ramosha says like this. A woman's going to become very smart. We're going to learn today that there's all these rules, what a kesem is. What if you could say a bug? And what if it's on colored clothing? And what if it's on a time of kabbal tumah? Says Rabbi Yashiv, it's a woman who wear colored clothing all her life. And she'll never become a nida. Why? Because it's always ksamim on colored clothing. You hear that? You hear that shtick? Someone's going to come with a kunz like that. So someone came up with it. Rabbi Moshe said, no way. So listen to this one. Bismanenu. Rov Nashim, this is from a sefer called Pre Tahira, written by Rabbi Rubelow and Rabbi Forsheimer, the foremost postman in Lakewood. Bizmanenu, Rov Nashim ain margishos kishemagia vestos. Most of them don't feel anything. They don't feel hargasha. Lochein yeshlulim man nechshav kesem. What's called a kesem? Uman nikru re'iya. What's called a re'iya? Because this sefer also says Rabbi Yashiv's word. So what's the difference, right? V'horeh b'zeh g'dole poski z'manenu, our g'dolot have already said, there's a footnote, and it's of Moshe Feinstein, of Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? That what? She'im ros ahar v'dam, tzricho l'chasho shehargisha. You can't get away with a kesem when it's a lot of dam. What's a lot of dam? I need a rope for that. I think Sobolowski said, I think it's a half, it's the size of a half a dollar. Such a large stain like that, you know, it's very difficult to say, oh, it's just a kesem. Don't worry about it, it's just a kesem. There's got to be some cutoff, which is what Russell alluded to as well. But Omer, menastam hargasha v'lo simulavaka. You don't say that. Hargasha, but you didn't. Lochain, he tamei afil imlov shabigdei tzivonim. Even if you wear colored clothing, you're going to become tamei. O shiros es adam al gavi davar sheinam akabal tuma. Right? Or she sees dam on sami sami akabal tuma. These heters work on a little stain here and there. On a lot of the adai yesh adun ma nesher haridam. What's called haridam? Right? But poskim lo not nushir beboril of that. Nobody gave a shir for that. Hakolafi rose ene hamorah. You have to go ask a rav. But the rule doesn't change. Oh, it's a keser is a small little thing, and people say it's a small little unexpected. It's unexpected, right? A woman goes to the mikvah. So how long does she have? How long is she tahara? 2-3 weeks. Those 2-3 weeks are coming to an end, and she starts bleeding. All right, it's staying here, it's staying there. Once it starts to become much more than that, none of the heterim of keser apply anymore. Not kavul tuma, not color, right? That's all yasha. I'm not touching kedina ksam. That's all yasha. Has for shalom. But I am saying that below hargasha is normal, and therefore when it gets to a stage where it's too much, no more kedinik shalom. Does it make sense? Okay? Good? Okay, with that introduction, now we can start today's daf. So today's daf, here we go, up to the two dots. If the Mishnah said that if she saw daf al akeva on her heel, al rosh gudla on her big toe, tamea, she's tamei. Right? Both cases, she's tamei. Bishloma Akeva, I understand why she's tummy on her big toe. What? I'm sorry, on her heel of the Danaga Ba'osamakam. You could sit like a cross-legged, and it's very possible for the dam to go from her makar to the heel. El Rosh Gudla my taima. How on earth is the blood getting from her body, from her makar, to the toe? How'd that happen? And you want to tell me it's going to touch the heel. And then from the heel to the toe. We don't do that. We don't play that game. We don't move the blood from here to there in the body. If she has a wound on her neck. If it's possible to say that it came from somewhere else, then it came from somewhere else. Is that right? Al Kseifa, on her shoulder. She ain't yachol litlos, ain't a tola. But on his shoulder, that's not possible. Why is it not possible? What do you mean? How's it getting there? Exactly. They know Hashem would be yod in the tola. Touch it with her hand, and she put it. She then she gave herself a pat on her shoulder. That's right. We don't say that. So how's the blood getting to her big toe? Ella, shiny rose gudla. I'll tell you how. Very simple. The bahadi de pasa avid de misrame. While she's walking, the blood could drip out of her body while she's walking and touch her big toe. It's very possible. Right? Very possible. Now, we don't move tumma from place to place? Should we do? Let's say you find blood on your knuckles, on a woman's knuckles, her fingers. Tameya, she's tummy. Why? Because hands are very busy. No one's hands are idle. Think about that. Your hands are never idle. Always big, always moving around, always touching. So she mistama, maybe she touched her private area and she became the dam touched her. My taima. Now la mishum darmina. Now how did the blood get to the back of the hand? That doesn't make it. How did it get there? So my taima la mishum darmina bodka bechad yada v'naga be'edech yada. Touched one hand, touched the other hand. That's how you got it onto the knuckles on the back of the hand. No, shiny yada. No, hands are different. The kula vida denaga. The whole hand touches. The whole hand's busy. So how did the back of the hand get blood on it? Because it was touching over there, and it got blood. But the rule is, we don't move the blood from body to body part to body part. We don't do that. Next, al shoka. Shoka is the thigh. The what? The leg. The al parso bar parso seya. The feet. Mi bifnim on the inside. How much on the inside? Rav Yanai says, Ad makom chevek. How do they translate that? Because Rashi said Suffolk. How do they translate Ad makom chevek? Until the hamstring. Ibailahu. Makom chevek kilifnim o kilichutz. So is the hamstring itself on the inside or on the outside? Tashma, Tani Rabbi Katina, ad makom chevek, the chevek atmo kilifnim, the chevek on the inside. Rabbi Chiya Bar Eid, Rabbi Avya Masni la behedya, he said straight out, Amar Devei Rabbi Yanai, ad makom chevek, the chevek atmo kilifnim, and the chevek is on the inside. So Bar Rav Yirmiya, kishir, if the stain is round, which is unusual, or mahu, what's the story? Kishura, what if it mahu? What if it's drops in a row? Or teep and mahu, or other drops. Lerocha v'yirecha mahu. Length of her thigh, what's the story there? Toshma, it says, al besara, safek, tame, safek, tahar, tame. If it's on her body, as opposed to on the sheet or on her clothing, albus are on her body. Safek tame safek tahar. It's a safek. Safek tame safek tahar. Tame. Albusara. Mylav kihai gavna. What does it mean albusara? Is it aren't these very strange cases? It's circular shape. All these things. This is lo dilma da avid kiritsua. Maybe it was made like a ritsua, which is what? Straight, that's a normal stain. Therefore, that's what that price meant. When that price is a suffix, if it's tame, that's because it's a normal looking stain, and therefore a suffix is tame. But if it's abnormal, maybe I wouldn't say it's tame. Hai itza, there was a woman, de ishtakach la dama de mashasisa. She found the dam on the mashasisa. How do they translate the word mashasisa? The warp thread, right? The warp thread. Now, takes virtually 7.5 years, almost the last 2 weeks of Shabbat, to get to the following Rashi. Rashi says, Masha Sisa. What's Masha Sisa? It's part of the loom. Im ha-meseches de Shimshon. It's the meseches mentioned by Shimshon. Metargamin on it over there by Shimshon. When it mentions the word meseches, the targum there says, Im Masha Sisa. Shahoitza Meseches Tavoy La'arig. What's Meseches? There's such a thing called Meseches Baba Kama, Meseches Baba Basra, right? Meseches Yavamis, Meseches Nida. What's a Meseches?
Is that spelled?
Yeah, it's the exact same word. You ever wonder what the word Mesechta means? What does the word Mesechta mean? In English, it's a tractate. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Division?
Section. The word Mesechta comes from the word, this is the word that it means, this is the root of that word. It means a loom. Because what's a loom? A loom is where the string goes back and forth. It's mesechtes tavoy. The going back and forth of the spinning, la'arug, to weave. Right? V'nimtza dam al ha'shechi, and you found blood on the loom. Mesechta means the back and forth of the topic. The back and forth of nida. The back and forth of Shabbat. I said that once on a Yontif. Right? It's amazing because it came up. It's amazing. Nobody knows what it means. Nobody knows what Mesechta means. Nobody knows. Yeah. Guys, what's Mesechta? What's a tractate? It's not even an English word. They made up that word. Somebody made it up 100 years ago, the word tractate. What did that mean? Right? Division, maybe. That's not what it means. Mesechta means the back and forth. Right? It's amazing. Mamash takes 7.5 years to get to that part, right? Okay, next. Anyway, here's the story. You find dam on a loom like this. So it's not clothing, it's not her body. So what's the story? So it says the Gemara, Asala Kimei Dervyanei, Amale, Tezel V'Tezel. Go sit down, show me, demonstrate for me. Sit down on the loom. I want to see where the blood was found. I want to see where you sit. And let me see if it's possible for the blood to fall on that spot. If yes, yes. If no, it must be from somewhere else. So we'll make a demonstration. So it goes, Vatanya, ain't shown him at the hiris. But we don't make demonstrations. We don't make demonstrations when it comes to hiris. There's a whole Gemara we had, where a guy said he put on his talis. He put on his talis, and then he said there was tumah, there was not, there was tumah dikah. something over there, the truma. I want to know, when he put on his talis, did it touch the tumma? And then it made him tummy. So they told him, go demonstrate, go put it on, see how far your talis swings. But no, we don't do that by tumma. So the Gemara answer is, ki amrin ein shonen lekula. We don't test to nakel on you. Aval lechumra shonen. But to be machmir, we're going to do it. Over here, it's a chumra. Why is it a chumra? It says Rashi. Kigon bahahi, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Kigon bahahi, because over here, the e'ef shalo, el'im kenaga. The only way you're going to become tame is if it touched. The tame. Vana niku v'dimala shana lahakel. Over there, by the talis case, it was a case whether or not the talis touched the tuma. So, we wanted to do that test to be makel. No, we don't do test to be makel. Abu Hacha, the chumra. Why is the chumra? The mistama tahora. Really, mistama, she's tahora. Why is she tahora? The halo al basar v'lo al chaluka eshtake. We didn't find it on her body. We didn't find it on her clothing. Where did we find it? On the loom. So really, we all write this tahora. Baha da amar tezel v'tezi. We're making a test. Go demonstrate. And if she turns out that it's very possible the mamash is right, the mamash will flow right out of her body, right onto that part of the loom, what are we going to do? We're going to be tamatama her. That's a chumrah. So for chumrahs, we do the test, not for kulas. Okay. Haisa poshatito. The Mishnah said, what does haisa poshatito mean? What? Take it off?
Yeah, take it off.
Take what off?
Sure, sure.
And do what with it? Ah, so the last line of the Mishnah.
Right,
so if she takes it off, and she puts it back on. That takes it, puts it back on. She took it off, she used it for a blanket. And in the morning, there is a kesem there. She's Tumeya. Why? Because she moves around, exactly. So Tanya, Omer Belazar Rabbi Yossi, Dover Zeharasi Be'ir Romi. I gave this psak in Rome, Le'esar, to be asered, because Shabaasi Eitel Chacham Shabadarom, and when I went to the Chacham in the Darom, Amru Lali, they told me, Yofeh Haritha, that's a good psak. That's a good psak. What is the significance of that Gemara? So there's an unbelievable word over here that I saw in the back. Nun Ches. He says like this. One minute. The Ravid makes a very interesting observation. I would have thought, now this, if you look at the tour, you open up a tour, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, which only have Halacha L'maisa, you will find a chapter on kisamim, on stains, which are very long. You'll find such a chapter. You will not find in Hilchos Nida half of what we learned already about the Tahira, the Tuma, because there is no Tuma and Tahira b'zman hazeh. So the Shulchan Aruch left it all out. The Rambam left nothing out. Shulchan Aruch left it all out. Says the Ravid, I looked around all the Rishonim. Not one of them mentioned any dinim of kisamim b'zman hazeh, which led me to the conclusion that the din of kisamim was only relevant to tum and tahira. And I don't know why. For you and your wife, can you be with your wife? In other words,
like what we do today?
Correct. In other words, only tum and tahira. I mentioned the tum and tahira sense. Can I eat the food? Is it tum? I have to wait now. Mount Freya. Right? That's what I said to Ravid. You look around, don't we show them to discuss Dine Ktam and Bizman Azeh? Which leads me, he says it. I in Bechol Divi Harisha, I checked everywhere. The Lo Matzah Behem Im Dim Kesen Norig Bizman Azeh Olo. Didn't find anyone who talked about it. Right? Okay? It says, was it with Moshe? No. So some wanted to say, Some wanted to say, this is the Gemara that gives you the Makar for the Dinam of Kesam in Bisman HaZeh. What did the Gemara say? Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Yossi said, I was in Rome, and I asked it in Rome. Who cares where it was? Exactly. So what was it for? It was for you and your wife. Why did it happen? I was in Rome, and I did, and I had a whole city, the Shail of Kesamim, and I asked it. And they told him, you did a good job. I thought that was the right call. Right? Well, who cares where it was? The answer is, because it was a Chutz Laretz. Right? It was Bizman Hazeh. It was after the Churban, maybe. And after the Churban, I don't know about that one. Right? What? It's his son.
Yeah, so Rabbi Yosef looked after the Churban.
Right. Exactly. In other words, it was after the Churban. It was in Rome. There's no Turman Tahira. And I still paskin that there's such a thing as Summon. And the Chacham still told me I did the right thing. So that's how, so they said the driver cannot be right. You want anyone ever tell you there's such a thing out there? It like floats out there among the Rishonim that the Gzinei Kesavim don't apply with Bisman HaZeh. We don't agree with that. We don't agree. It was a half minute. It was a nice far. We don't agree with that. Okay. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Arucha shalavsha chaluka shal ksara. A tall woman wears the shirt of a short woman. Or ksara shalavsha chaluka shal arucha. Or a short woman wears the shirt of a long woman. Either of those two cases. Imagia keneged beis haturfa. If it reaches her private area, her makom where the dam comes out, shal arucha of the tall one, sheim tumas to both tummy. The imlav, and if not, arucha tahora uksara tameya. Only the long one is tameh. Not the short one, because the short one could say, this couldn't have come from my body. I'm too short. Okay. Tanya idach, we looked at another one. Badka, if someone checked, badka chaluka, if a woman checked her chaluka, she checked her shirt, v'shalisa lechaverta, and then she left it to her friend, he tahora, she's tahora, and then the friend gives it back, and what happens? Now there's a stain. So woman number one who lent it is tahora. Why? Because when I lent it, it was clean. I checked. Now you can be given back to me all dirty. Obviously, it happened by you. The chaverta tolava, and the chaverta is a suffik. Amar of sheshes ul inyan dina tanan. That's only a suffik regarding who pays for the dry cleaning. Now, that's the question. Look at the bottom Rashi. The kavas hakesim in a chaluk, the laundry to pay for the get rid of the stain. The Tanan, the Chaverta Tolaba. It's up to the friend. The Amra Achrona, Lo Mehemzli Da'at Bedikte. I don't trust you that you prove to me, and a proof is it, prove to me that you really gave it to me clean. Right? This has nothing to do with Tumim. It's who's paying for the laundry bill. Abel Idi Tuma, He Tahora V'Chaverta Tameya. Regarding Tuma, there's no question about it. Number one is Tahora. Number two is Tameya. Why? Because number one says, I checked. So regarding Dina Mamanid, we might not believe her. She has to prove that she checked. Right? So maybe you have to, who's paying for the laundry bill? I don't know. Tola, you have to wait and see what's going to be. But regarding Tuma, there's no question about that. She says she checked. She gave her a clean shirt. She brings back a dirty one. The first one's Tahora. The second one's Tameya. Naishna Meha Titania. How is that different? In the following case, Shtei Nashim, two women, they're busy cleaning one bird, and the bird only has one shear of blood in it. So only one woman could be Tamei. It only has one measure of dam. V'nimtza kisela alzu u'kisela alzu, but there's a stain on each of them. Shtei and Tahoro, Tameos, they're both Tamei. So why is that different than the case of the shirt? So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassam. Look at Rashi, Shtei and Tameos. V'lo talino nechid min haksamim b'tzipar. We don't say only one of them got tummy from the bird. V'afagav de'ikah l'mitli. Even though you have what to say. Well, how do you have what to say? Because only one bird, only one woman could be tummy. Only the bird only has a shear of one. How do they both have a stain? I don't know. So each one has a very good taina. Lemishdein Tameos, the Omer, Lav Yafa, Budka. I'll still say they're Tamei. Who said your shirt was clean when you put it on in the morning? Maybe you didn't check right. Right? So the Gemara answers. So what's the difference between that case and this case? How come the case by the shirt, only one of them becomes Tamei? By the case of the bird, they both become Tamei. What's the difference? So the Gemara answers. Shani Hasam, the Ikasela Yisera. There's an extra Sela here. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Who are we going to make Tamei and who are we going to make Tar? Which one of them? One could say it's ketchup. And one can't say that. There's definitely a stain here, right? From the bird. But the bird only has one sheer stain. So they're both a stain on both their shirts. So one's from the bird and one's not. Which one's which? Says Rashi, explaining the Gemara. I have no idea to say which one's which. Therefore, they're both coming. Right, says Rashi. My chos is the tallest lay basal you say with the tumahach, the zulbahach. Who's a better one to say? I'm the one who's tar. Hilkach, therefore, stay in Tumos. They're both coming. You hear that? That's not as far. Since I don't know which one's not tame, I'll make them both tame. Avohacha, tumatuluya bahach, the low vodka. Over here, what are you saying? She comes back and says, you gave me back my dirty shirt. No, it was dirty when you gave it to me. Why should we believe that? Therefore, only one of them is coming. You hear the distinction? It's a pretty weak distinction. Chadar Rabbanan, Lukos, if she's wearing three shirts, Habodkin La, that she checked out, in Yechon Litlo's Tola. If you can find another reason why this stain here, Afilu B'tachton, even on the undergarment. But she's wearing three shirts. So how is there a stain on the undergarment and not a stain on the overgarment? How'd that happen? How does she have a stain on her underwear but not on her dress? What? But we're saying we're going to be tola it and saying something else. So that's very funny. If you have what to be tola it on. Exactly. Even though it's on the innermost garment, which is funny. Now, ein yichol litlos, if you have nothing to be tola it on, ein tola, you can't be tola afilu be'elil. Even with the outer garment, you can say someone spritzed her, some the car drove by, made dirty, she went to the butcher shop. You have a lot of things to say on the outer garment. If you have nothing to say, you have nothing to say. Ketad, over bashok shel tabachim, if she went to the butcher that day, tola afilu v'tachton. Even the lower garment we're going to say got blood on it from the butcher shop. Lo over bashok shel tabachim, af elin in a tola. She didn't go, she sat home all day? What are you going to say? Even the outer garment's going to have to stay on, it's going to be a problem. Good? Next Mishnah. Tola b'chol davar sheyachol litlo. You can be tolid on anything you can be tolid on. Anything. Shachta behemachayev ov. She went to the market, butcher shop that day. Tataska b'ksamim. She was busy with other kinds of stains. Oh, she yashva b'tada oskin behen. Or she was sitting next to somebody who was busy with stains. Hargam acholet. If she killed a bug. Hareza tolaba. You can be tolid on the bug. Ad kamatola. How big of a bug? So Rechanina ben Antignus Omer ad kigris shall pull. Everybody knows this. The size of a gris of a bean. What size is that? So the standard answer is it's the size of a penny. Why is that true? Because in those days, the bug was only the size of a penny. I say there are no bugs. So for that, you need a chasam sofer. Which is that, without the chasam sofer, the whole din of bugs, the whole din of the bugs over there doesn't make sense. It's not really today's, it's tomorrow's stuff. If we have time, we'll do it at the end. If not, we'll pick up tomorrow or Friday. Kill that bug. You didn't kill the bug. Most women don't kill bugs. They make the husband do it. Vitola, bibana, oh, babayla. If you can say that the husband or your son gave you that stain, that's also good. Right? It's also good. In yesh bamaka, if there's a wound, v'yichol lehegla, ulehotzi dam, and it can unhardened, right? Is that what it means? It can moisten and put forth dab. How is that totally? You can hang it on that, even if it's on her finger. There's such a stain like that. There's a woman Shabbat l'chayr rekiva, scripted rekiva. Amru lo reisi kesem. I saw kesem. Notice the Nachmana pointed this out. She doesn't bring the kesem with her. She doesn't show it to him. I saw kesem. Amalah, Rabbi Akiva said to her, maybe you have a wound? Amalah, yeah. Haim v'chayt, I had one, but it healed. Amalah, Shem yichol l'higla, maybe it can moisten and it can give more blood. V'hotzi dam. Amalah, haim, yeah. V'tahai Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, go home, d'yotar. So, Ra Talmidav, v'taklan zebezeh. Everybody saw, so what's Rabbi Akiva passing? Now, what Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything, and didn't say anything strange. In the 21st century, he didn't say anything strange. To them, he did. What's the problem with what I said? That we only say chumers, we never say kulas. Shenemar, isha kisiyah dam zova, dam, isha kisiyah dam, zova dam, yiyah zova b'sara, dam v'lo kesem. We only learn about dam, we don't learn about kesem. There's no such thing as a kesem. Ad shehu nason tachas akar, so too, if she puts it under her pillow, v'nim ta'al av dam, agol tahar. If the stain is circular, that's tahar. Why is that tahar? Because how does blood out of her body, when she's nida, how does that make a circular stain? How does that do that? It can't do that, therefore she's tahar. Mashuch, tame. If it's straight, a normal thing, tame. Divir b'lazer b'reb tato. So, the Achorna pointed out, Rabbi Akiva's Talmid didn't know from Kisami. They didn't hear of such a thing. Rabbi Akiva tells her to go home. So what? Tell her to go home? She has a Kesem. Rabbi Akiva says, that's right. There's no such thing as Kisami. Such an interesting thing. He doesn't ask, oh, let me see the stain. Not interested, right? So we have similar ideas about saying that the stain came from somewhere else. Ma'is the v'tol or but kilar. Her mayor said it was some kind of makeup. That's how she had it. That's why she would stay. Rebbe told her the stuff shikma. Some kind of tree bark, or how do they translate that?
Sap.
Some kind of sap, right? In other words, anything we could say. Oshi yashva. Or what did we say the next case was? She was sitting next to somebody that had stains. Right? Yashva in, lo yashva lo. If she's sitting next to somebody, yes, she has what to say. But if she's not sitting next to somebody, she has nothing to say. Hanida lo hadatan rabbanan. Offer bashot shel tabachim. If she went to the market, steak onita zaleha, safek lo nita zaleha. It's a safek, she got spritzed. Safek, she didn't get spritzed. Tola. You can hang it and say it came from the butcher shop. Safek avra, safek lo avra. She has a safek. She doesn't even know if she went to the butcher shop. That already we don't say. Then, Tameya, she's Tame. Why? That's a very far removed topic. Harga macholet, she killed the bug. Harga in, lo harga lo. If she killed it, yeah, and if she didn't kill it, no good. Masnis and Mani, or Shirmen Gamlili. Tanya, harga tola. If she killed the bug herself, good. Lo harga ain't a tola. And if she didn't kill the bug, then she can't rely on the bug. Divir of Shirmen Gamlil. Vichamam, benkach, benkach. Tola. No matter what, it's okay. Now, Amar Rav Shir ben Gamliel, Lidivarai in case. According to me, says Rav Shir ben Gamliel, in case. There's no end. Doesn't mean end. It means there's no beginning. In other words, since I hold that you have to kill the bug yourself, then any stain that you find is going to be coming. No matter how small it is. Why? Because did you kill the bug? No, I didn't kill the bug myself. Then what's that stain doing there? It must be done. So according to me, he says, I have no beginning. If it's unless you kill the bug yourself. But if you don't kill the bug yourself, how's that stain doing there? A mashu of dam is going to make her tummy. Well, divrei chaveira ain't so. There's no end. Right? You find dam in there in your bed. Oh, it's from a bug. Oh, it's from a bug. I don't have to kill the bug. There's no shear. Right? So according to me, it's no good. According to them, it's a, is modeh, that is a problem. So l'divarai ain't kate, she'en l'cha isha she'tahor l'bayla. There'll never be a woman that's tar. She'en l'cha kol mita mita, she'en l'o dimet tamatipe damacholos. There's no bed in those days that was purely clean. Every bed had stains from the bugs. As long as we don't know for sure that she killed it, we're going to be machmer. There's no way a woman can be with her husband. L'divarai chaveirai, according to my colleagues, ain't so. She ain't lecha isha. She ain't a tahor lebayla. There will never be a woman that's going to be tummy to her baal. She ain't lecha kol sad devasad and she ain't lecha kamatipe dam. There's no bed. Doesn't have blood stains on it. Doesn't have not blood stains. Stains. So my colleague says, he'll just say it was a bug. Abel Niran Divir Chaim Ben Antignus Midivarai Midivarayim. I think he's the right, he's the best. Why? Shahaya Omer Ad Kama, he told the Adki Gris Shel Pol. He said it's the size of a gris. Yeah, that's the size of a normal size bug. That I'll agree with him. More than that, already not. Uldivarav Onumodim. And I'll agree to that. Ulurabanan the Amar Tola Ad Kama. But according to the Rabbanon, how big is their shear? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Tola Bepishpesh Ba'ad Kiturmus. From the size of a bug to the size of some kind of vegetable. It's a similar bug. Han Rabbanon. Pishpesh, this bug. There are three things we said about this bug. Ze Archo Karachpo. It's wide like it is long. It's like a square bug. Vitaimo Karecho. It tastes like it smells. And Bris Kurusolo. And we have a tradition. Shekal Malamolo. If you crush it, Meriachbo, it'll give off an odor. And what are these three halachas I'm talking about? Archo Karachbo Linen Kshamim. It's a square shape like a kesem. Taimo Karecho Linen Truma. Its smell is like its taste regarding Truma. What is the Tnan? It's like this. Oh, Shetam Tam Pish Pish Pepiv. You take a bite out of Truma and you realize you taste the bug in there. Now, are you allowed to spit it out? On the one hand, you're not allowed to eat bugs. On the other hand, you're not allowed to destroy Truma. So by spitting it out, you destroy Truma. What do? How do you even spit it out? Now, Minan Yoda. How do you know that it's a taste of a... Minan Yoda. How do you know it's the taste of a bug? You don't eat bugs. How do you know? The answer is Taimo Karecho. It tastes like it smells. Bakati Minan Yoda. How do you know what it smells like? The answer is Bris Kruso of a tradition. Shekol HaMolo Lama Riechabo. Anytime you crush it, it gives off an odor. Okay? That's how you know. Amr of Ashi, Irshi Yeshbo Chazirim, if a town has pigs, in Choshen L'Ksamim. You don't be Choshesh for Ksamim. Why? So Rashi says, pigs are very dirty, they're constantly with blood. They eat blood, they're constantly with blood by pigs. Why? Because they eat Shkatsim and Merasim. Says Tosfos. So you live in the Bronx, that you're never going to be Tomei because there's a pig in the Bronx Zoo? Could that be possible? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Amr Rashbam, Afilu Yosem Ikigris. Even if the thing is bigger than a gris. Even in the lower part of her body. Even if she's not busy with pigs. And she doesn't even have a wound. None of those. The pig in the town, you're all home free. We can't rely on this today. You can't go to a place where if there's no pig. We do not rely on it today. You don't rely on something so far-fetched. What the Gemara is saying is, in those days, it wasn't far-fetched. Every house had a pig, and every house had a chicken, and then you have a lot of reliance. You have a lot of other things to say. But today, there's no pig around. Umihu, b'makum sheyesh raglayim l'davar, if there is a possibility, sheyesh litlok b'chazirim k'yotze b'hen k'talina, then you will be able to. You work in the Bronx Zoo? Then she can rely on it. I was cleaning out that pig thing today. Right? K'darina b'shas, like we say in shas. Right? You have a way out of it. You have what to say, then good. There's no blanket rule like that. Right? The question you have to ask is, what was Ravashi saying? Is a blanket rule like that? You have to say, he meant, it was like the bed. Every bed in those days had stains. Right? Everybody had pigs, and everybody had these types of animals where they could rely on it. Everyone, if you have that, then you have it. That's not a blanket rule like that. Amr of Nachman by Yitzhak, Baha, the Dukris, the town of Dukris, is Ki'ir Sheyesh B'chazirim Dabe. It's a town that, like a town that has a lot of butcher shops in that town, a lot of markets. It's the same thing as a town with pigs. Because the minute Ad Kami Tola Amr Ravuna Kigris, you know what? We really have to stop here. Now we're going to get to the Machlokes. Is it a gris exactly, or a gris is no good? Right? Ad Ba'ad Bechlal or Ad Ba'lad? What if it's the exact size of a gris? What's the story then? All right, that's the next Gemara. It's very short. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.